folks are believing that it's their fault that they're in the situation that they're in. We're saying, let's split it 50-50, okay? Don't take 100% of that. Let's take 50% of that and then do what you can do to get better. But you have to understand that the system was designed and the conditions were designed, right? And so how can we now redesign those systems? And that's through convincing our government sources and foundation sources and to reinvest into these communities, because it has to start somewhere. Said the government, the government has historically subsidized home ownership for whites, and where that group of folks could create wealth, could literally create generational wealth. And it wasn't true. It just wasn't true for Black people. And that's just a fact. And so if that can happen with the government subsidizing that, why can't they subsidize the communities that have been historically ignored? And that's what we're pushing for. Some call it reparations, some call it something else, but I think it's appropriate. It's appropriate to fight for. And we're letting the folks know who are coming through this that it's appropriate to fight for. It's appropriate to speak about. It's appropriate to design remedies, different remedies in terms of how this can occur. It's appropriate to use your mind to create these things, right? Because it's the right thing to do.